My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't want to, like, just look this up sort of...
willy-nilly?
Well, like, live.
On the fly?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Well, a lot of us will know it off the top of our heads, right? 5-0 last year to start the year.
Yeah.
The year before that, they were both... 2-3 and 3-4, okay?
Yeah.
And then went to the NFC title game.
Sure.
That's 2022. In 2021, that's the year you just mentioned. They won their first two games, then they lost 4 in a row.
Yeah.
5-6. They were 3-5. Went to the NFC title game. And then the year before that, they were also 2-3. Now, that ended up being a very bad year. That's the year that that Jimmy missed the entire second half of the season. But Jimmy was in there for portions of their 2-3 start. So this really isn't that out of character. It's really not that out of character. And for me, especially when you bake in, and this is, I think, an important thing that Skills just said a short time ago, like, I wonder how much this matters to you all. I know at the end of the story, it doesn't matter at all. But in this moment, how much does it matter to you the way the 49ers lose a game?
A lot.
Okay.
It matters a lot because you aren't getting beat. You've been beaten once this year. Minnesota beat you. It was a road game. Minnesota is better than everyone thought, including you. You thought they'd be good, and they're better than that. They're undefeated.
Yeah, I didn't think they'd be 5-0.
I don't think that they're going to go 17-0, but mm-mm. Darnold is good. Justin Jefferson's amazing, and their defense with an unbelievable defensive coordinator is nasty. That's a good team. So... you went to Minnesota, you got beat. You went to L.A., which is a virtual home game. It's a VHG, and you spit the bit, horse racing term. You gacked it away, Gagasaurus Rex, and you lost. And then you have Arizona at home in a get-right spot, and well, you beat New England, whatever. And Arizona, you repeated, rinse and repeat. Lather, rinse, repeat. You gacked it away. You made mistakes. You looked like slop. And so it's because of the way you've lost that is so alarming, and then you add to it the injuries and, you know, the perspective of now taking on Seattle, and what if you're 0-4 in the conference and 0-3 in the division? So who you lost to, how you lost to them, all those things are big factors.
Well, you know, it's funny because you're just talking about Minnesota, so I just looked at this. Now, you know me. I don't want to get into November and December. I have no idea who's healthy, who's playing. I don't know what's going to happen to the Vikings.
Yeah.
But if you do want to play a game on paper, because what place did the Vikings come in last year? Do you remember in the NFC North? What like, obviously Detroit won it.
Yeah, what, I think they were third.
Wasn't Green Bay
Green
second?
Green Bay made the playoffs, so.
Listen to this third place schedule. Now,
yeah.
I'd argue...
Minnesota was 7-10, tied with Chicago.
So they've already beaten the 49ers, the Texans, and the Packers at Lambeau.
Three playoff teams from last year.
So you can't say that it's been an easy schedule through their first five, and they're 5-0. And their next game, they will host... they've got a bye this week. Their next game, they will host the Detroit Lions. Also, very difficult, and we don't know if they'll win it or lose it. But then listen to what happens after that. I mean, they go to the Rams... and then they host the Colts, and then they go to the Jags, and then they go to the Titans, and then they go to the Bears, and then they host the Cardinals, and then they host the Falcons, and then they host the Bears, and then they go to Seattle, Then they host the Packers and go to Detroit, last two games. The point I'm getting at, if the Vikings continue to look like they currently look, and if they are blessed with some health, and maybe some of you have already done this, I think you can totally adjust what the goal is for the 49ers this season. Forget the one seed. Forget it.
Well, you're four games behind Minnesota.
Exactly.
Three in a tie break.
And listen to that schedule. Yep. I don't know if there are four losses on it. There might be.
Well, Chicago. Chicago's, you know, pretty good.
They're okay.
Their division is not going to be a cakewalk,
Look, it's the NFL. They may end up losing eight games. I have no idea what's going to happen around the corner. But this is not a schedule that is dotted like the 49ers schedule is, with the Chiefs and the Cowboys and the Packers and the Bills and the, you know, the all of this stuff that the Niners are going to have to go through the Lions. So I think you're squarely focused on win the NFC West, and you take an early season step toward that if you can dot your I's and cross your T's and play well tonight.
Yep. And according to the look-ahead lines that we were referencing yesterday, Minnesota is underdog in eight of those games after the bye.
What?
According to the look-ahead lines, they're underdog against the Rams on the road, 3.5, at Jacksonville, 3.5, Chicago, 3.5.
I wonder if you're right. I wonder if those don't adjust.
Yeah. They
There's
may
no
not
way
adjust.
The Vikings are dogs to the Jags.
I could see them being dogs to Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago's, you know, better than you
at
think.
At Soldier, sure. They're tough. Their
dogs
defense
against
is
Detroit
good.
In the last game of the year.
Sure,
but
that's fine, too. That's fine, too. But against the Jags, get out of here.
Seriously.
Come on. That's not a thing.
I do look at, you know, the Niners and the number one seed, and even if you win this game and you get to 3-3, well, then now you're just 3.5 back of Minnesota. You don't even think about any seeding yet. Right now you're just trying to think about, can we still win the West? And if you lose tonight and you're 2-4, well, you're still able to win the West, but now you're two back of Seattle, three back if you count the tiebreaker, 0-3 in the division. It becomes a little bit more difficult in all the tiebreakers.
No doubt. You know the word that's just like bouncing around in my head right now, like a caged animal? The word is trust. It's bouncing around in my head. And I'm curious, because maybe this is the conversations that you and I have directly had the honor of having, like we do each week, you know, people who really like were in the game or are in the game or whatever. But when I think about, for example, Greg Cosell going, you don't, like the Niners didn't forget how to play football, right? And I hear Mike Holmgren go, guys, it's injuries. And I hear Ron Rivera go, their identity's missing, and they're going to get it back, and the season is just starting. And then you look at all the times the 49ers have started 2-3 or 3-5, and then you look at all the times they've gone to Seattle with a lot on the line just the last 3 or 4 years. The same thing has happened every time. Yet my feeling in this moment is there are a lot of people out there that don't trust that the 49ers are okay, or that they're going to figure it out, or that this is going to take a positive turn. Even though for 5 years running now, outside of your quarterback getting hurt, it's kind of done nothing but that every year. That's like the only thing the 49ers have done.
But last year, everyone was healthy, and including your quarterback, who didn't miss a game, and you had McCaffrey was healthy. Debo missed a game. McCaffrey missed, what, one game? Trent missed one game.
I don't even think McCaffrey.
No, Trent missed a game. Well, Debo missed a game. Yeah. That's it.
Christian missed a game because at the end of the year, they pulled everybody.
Right. Yeah. Dre and Fred and Nick, all the one-name guys, all were healthy. And this year, they're not healthy.
But that's just last year. They've dealt with stuff like this before. They've certainly dealt with stuff like this before.
Yeah, and they've had seasons where they played better down the stretch. And so it's not about trust. They might do it if they get healthy. Even if they lose tonight, they still might be able to go out there and beat Kansas City. You're allowed to beat Kansas City.
Yes, they are. I checked.
Dallas, and you've got other games after the bye. And after the bye, they've seemed to be pretty good. You get healthy, and you get that break, and their bye comes at a good spot. So, yeah, it's not out of the question, but it feels like this team, this group, and every team is different. This team feels different to me. It doesn't seem to me that defensively you have the same level of depth. And your front is not, I don't think that your front four is as good as it has been in previous years.
That's fine. But I guess here's what I'm getting at. Like, when I hear you say that, You're talking about right now. But what I'm trying to stop myself from doing is taking the frustration of these first five games and projecting it. This means X, Y, Z for later in the year. I have no problem if you want to say that the Niners, what word do you want to use? Disappointing? Do you want to use ineffective? Do you want to use concerning? Do you want to do any of that? But here's what I would push back against. And I know the guys played a lot of the sound on Steine and Goo. Ben Solak joined them earlier today. And
who's Ben Solak?
Ben Solak, NFL analyst.
Okay. I mean, you said it like I should have known who that was.
Not you.
I'm not trying to be like an annoying partner. I'd never heard of
Ben,
Scott Zolak, I know.
Scott Zolak. He screams
Ben Solak.
Things. Yeah, Scott Zolak screams things in Patriot games.
Right.
He's the one who goes,
Jupiter!
Show ponies!
All that
Yeah,
stuff.
Like all that stuff.
Yes, thank
Ben's,
you.
Yeah, I don't know. Thank you for checking me, because I'm sure plenty of you are like, who's Ben Solak?
He joined ESPN in 2024 as a national NFL analyst.
National NFL analyst.
All right.
ESPN, Ben Solak. Okay,
thank you.
So the guys had him on, and listen to what, to me, sounds like you're pulling out a Sharpie and defining the 49ers by these first five games.
Here's the nature of things. It's the NFL. It's not for long. That's what the letters stand for. It is so hard to be good year over year. And Niners fans know this because Kyle's been excellent and the offense has been great, but they have these 8-8 years. They have their injury years where they go 4-12, right? Like, it's just, it's really consistent. It's really hard to go to the Super Bowl, lose, and then just be back at the top of the NFC the very next year. Like, the elite quarterbacks can do it, but if you don't have an elite guy, then it's just really challenging. You know, some cracks start to show in the facade a little bit. So for me, I think the Niners are a playoff team. I don't think they're an NFC powerhouse, and I think that the NFC is largely a mess right now. I don't know if anybody's an NFC powerhouse, so maybe they get hot, lay down the season, and make another run, but this isn't the same team that they were, I think, last year or a couple years ago. I think that you're starting to see just the attrition of trying to hold together one roster and pay everybody. You're starting to see that accumulate on them.
Hawk Tua, I spit that out.
Oh, look
yeah,
at you.
That is, first of all, that's riddled with inaccuracies. And second of all,
what's
his
opinion about the quarterback?
Well, he said they have all these 8-8 years. And then they have, no, they don't.
They've
never gone 8-8.
They have 6-10.
They have been bad when they lost their quarterback, period. Moving on.
Well, they were bad early.
And then he's certainly indicating, now, if you want to be good every year, that's for teams that have an elite quarterback.
Yeah, and that's what bugs you.
Ben, I'm sorry, what are you saying? Please expand.
You know what he's saying.
Well,
he's saying that Brock Purdy is not an elite quarterback.
And therefore, I am going to push back, and I am going to reject the opinion that he's throwing out there. He is stating that this should have been expected, that a regression is the way it works in the NFL. The NFL stands for not for long, which is a fun phrase that everyone likes to use, but I can give you all kinds of examples to the opposite. What do you mean the NFL stands for not for long? There are a bunch of teams that go through a decade of playing very well.
Well, forget a decade. I mean,
sometimes two.
It's not even about a decade. It's about 3 years or 5 years, whatever you want to look at. And since 2022, the Niners have the third best record in football. They're 27-12 in the last 3 years. And the Chiefs are 30-9. So
wonder why.
Yeah. Good quarterback. The Eagles are 27-11 and the Bills are 27-11.
I guess maybe this is what I'm saying. If you're in the NFL and you have who you think is a, pick your number. You want to do top seven, you want to do top nine, whatever. If you've got a really good quarterback.
Yeah, and forget the rankings.
Whatever,
it doesn't even matter.
If you've got a really good quarterback and he plays all the games, then you win most of your games. Period. Look around the league. When are the the Ravens are not going to be as good. Yes, they are.
26-13.
The Ravens are going to be fantastic. The Chiefs are 5-0. Wow, the Texans are in first. Who saw that coming? The Bills are in first. No way. You don't say. Like, the 49ers have one of those guys. You can argue that, and I know plenty of you will, but that's my thought. You know, the Falcons are suddenly better this year. What happened? They brought in a good quarterback. Like, that's all the Niners need is for Brock Purdy to play all the games. And if he plays all the games, that doesn't mean you automatically get 13 wins, but I'd argue you probably automatically get 10.
Well, maybe nine based on the two you've given away, because maybe. I do believe that their updated win total right now is 9.5. They're over under.
That's interesting.
Because of the two that they kicked away. And I think it started the year at 11. So those are games that you would have looked at and counted as wins. But it's interesting, the idea of putting it down in Sharpie, because you can't put anything in football down in Sharpie based on the injury threat. So what can you look at?
Right, but I gave
and
that
put
qualifier
down in Sharpie. Like, you can put Kyle Shanahan in Sharpie that he's a really good head coach.
I actually do think you can put it down in Sharpie if those guys I named stay healthy. So yes,
well, that's why
right.
You can't put it in Sharpie, in my opinion.
But that
you
was the statement I made, was if those guys that I just all named, those teams, if their quarterback plays 17 games, you're going to the playoffs. Period.
Possibly.
The Texans are going. The Ravens are going. The Chiefs are going. They're going to go.
Well, those are teams that are, like, the Chiefs are 5-0, so they still have the wiggle room to have a couple of games like the Niners did. The Niners don't have that wiggle room anymore.
Accurate. But what I'm getting at is this is a longer haul than what it feels like in this moment. And to the point that Ben is making, which is essentially, hey, nothing lasts in the NFL. Should have known. Niners aren't going to be as good. I'm sorry, Ben. I don't agree. There's something absolutely that lasts every time in the NFL. If you have a really good quarterback and he plays all the games, you go to the playoffs. Like, you know, look at the Bengals. When now they may be the thing that would be a great rebuttal to what I'm saying. I don't know where they're going to go, but in Joe Burrow's career, it's been very clear. If he's there, they're going to dance a little bit. When he gets hurt, which has been a lot, they don't. Now this year, they're one in.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Four, and he's healthy. So maybe that's the thing that fights what I'm saying, because I think he's a really good quarterback.
They're an odd situation because their defense is a problem, but think about other teams that we know. For example, Dallas, they've made it 3 straight years. Their quarterback is good.
Yep.
Philadelphia, since Jalen Hurts took over, they're in the playoffs every year. Josh Allen in Buffalo, they're in the playoffs every year because he is a really good quarterback. We know about Mahomes, and you look at these other teams, including tonight's opponent, Seattle, where Geno's good, but he's not in that group.
Good-ish.
He's good-ish.
Yeah.
And, you know, C.J. Stroud is a guy, if he looks to be this good, they're going to make the playoffs every year. And Kirk Cousins is a great one because they, you know, he's in Atlanta and they've been elevated, and he was really good in Minnesota. And Jordan Love's another one where looks like they might be a regular playoff participant because he is also very good.
I mean, I probably shouldn't speak in the total absolute that I was. It's not automatic that you go to the playoffs, but to sort of go against what Ben is saying, usually you do. Like, yes, there are outliers. Maybe Burrow's not going to make it this year. And Kirk Cousins didn't make it every year.
No.
And he's someone that's sort of like, right? He's a tweener anyway.
6 years in Minnesota, he was 2-for-6 in playoff appearances.
Yeah, so I mean, and he's a tweener anyway. I know some people don't think he's an elite quarterback, at least not at night or whatever. But the point is I disagree with this idea that teams just like, they've got a 2 or 3 year window and then it's over. I disagree.
Now, the window's like, as big as your head coach and your quarterback.
Totally.
That's
totally
your window.
And if you are a believer in these two guys that the Niners have, and I obviously am, it is my belief that the 49ers should be dancing in some form of relevance every year. Like, the 49ers in this moment, as maddening as this year has been so far, do they not sort of like, I don't know. Do they not have your trust? Do you not believe that this is going to take some sort of a positive turn?
They do have my trust, but if the trust was at 100 before the year, it's probably at a 90 or 91 now. That some of the trust has been eroded by some of the things that we've seen. You have a special teams unit that is a mess. You've got a red zone offense that is struggling. You've got a defensive coordinator who hasn't yet found his stride, and you've got two bad losses out of your first five games. So can the trust be built back up? Of course. It's like a stock on the stock market. It goes up and it goes down. And right now, Shanahan's stock is still high, in my opinion,
sure,
but it has slipped a little bit from where it was before the year started.
I guess the point I'm making is also a broader one, which is I just don't agree that the NFL is not for long. I agree that the NFL is not for long if you're talking about your health, if you're talking about your average career length, your team's loyalty. You know what I mean? Like, there's a number of ways we can do it, but I don't buy the idea that if you're good, it only lasts for 3 years, and then you're not good because it's the NFL. No, that I don't think that that's the case at all.
No, and it all depends on a number of other factors, and I think the Cincinnati example is a good one because the structure of ownership and front office, I don't think, is very good. And the head coach, Zach Taylor, I thought that he was one of these wunderkinds, but he has not shown a great ability to win a lot of these games.
I still don't know what to make of him. There's certain guys.
That's the thing.
McDermott in Buffalo is another one where I'm like, okay, like, you guys are good-ish. You're good. You're right. You're a factor. You have great quarterbacks. I still don't know, like, you know what I mean? A lot of coaches, if you gave me John Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh, Andy Reid, Kyle Shanahan, Sean Payton.
Mike Tomlin.
There are guys where I'm like, oh, I know what they try to do. I know what their identity is. I know who they are. I know the way they go about their business. Zach Taylor, Sean McDermott.
Yeah.
They've been here for a while. I don't feel like I know the first thing.
No, and Zach Taylor is a great offensive mind, yet he's got a couple of wild cards on the offense, and defensively they never seem to be very good. And so if Burrow and Jamar and company and Higgins and all the rest of the fellas, if they aren't totally popping in their A game, they lose games. And Shanahan, I think, is cut from a different cloth where he can go out there and he can beat you 17-16 based on the way he likes to design offense. And Cincinnati tries to beat you 38-35.
They want to lean on their offense, as they should. They've got great offensive players, but this is another reason where, as much as we make fun of Dan Campbell because of opening press conferences or coming to Levi Stadium and just playing way too loose with your decisions.
We're going to bite a kneecap off.
Yeah, all that stuff.
All that said, I would still, I'd go to bat for Dan Campbell all day.
Of course.
I know more about that guy in a year and a half than I do about more than half the coaches in the NFL.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes, I will beat your ass.
There you go. That's how you get an Applebee's commercial. Like, he's...
Well, they have an identity.
He changed
the
culture.
Thing. Yeah.
It's the hardest thing to do, right? He changed the culture.
Come on, Deese.
Think about...
Deese Nuts.
Robert Saleh in New York. I don't know if he tried to change the culture, but he went in there with a certain approach, and when the quarterback came in, they clearly were not on the same page culture-wise, and now he's gone.
Well, he brought in a culture killer, and they did exactly what the Niners did with Trey Lance and didn't have the emergency break glass situation the Niners had with Brock Purdy. They drafted Zach Wilson, and he's no good.
Yep.
So then they had no choice but to sign up for the culture killer, and guess what? They killed the culture.
Well, not yet. They're 2-3. I think that the team is going to be better now, but he killed the coach, that's for sure. I don't know if he killed the culture.
Well, wasn't Hackett his hand-picked play caller?
Right, Hackett's still there on the staff. But he's just not calling plays anymore.
Right, but he does. His hand-picked play caller, he's already lost the role.
There you go.
I mean.
And again, you talk about culture and organization and fit, and you've got an owner in New York who is not a very good owner and a GM who traded picks unnecessarily to bring in Rodgers, yep. And the culture and the structure here is far more stable.
No doubt.
So that's another thing you can put in Sharpie.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.